and end the hardship its members may have faced only reinforces the need for legal immigration to the United States.
The reality is that you have vulnerable people in Central America who are struggling and suffering in difficult circumstances, who are being exploited by open borders advocates, who have people march thousands of miles up the peninsula to come to our southern border. By changing the laws, by building a wall, we'll send a deafening message that the United States of America is open to legal immigration.
Pence was speaking there to Fox News. Several are feared dead after a high-rise building in Brazil collapsed in flames a short time ago. At least one person is confirmed dead at that tower in Sao Paulo this morning, where nearly 200 firefighters are still battling the flames. The 26-story tower has been occupied by squatters, and witnesses say they heard people screaming for help before the building collapsed. And Twitter is working with NBC Universal as well as Disney and Viacom to create original shows, saying that its video views have doubled over the past 12 months, and they want more content to attract even more advertisers and audiences. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it is 51 degrees. Clear skies, no rain in the forecast today. It is the first day of May. May 1st, 2018. Sunny today and a high of 76. Winds west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight will be a clear sky and a low of 53. Winds west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and a high of 84. Welcome to summer. Winds west-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on the 3rd in the morning. Well, more clouds later in the day. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, and a high will be 87. Mix of clouds and sun on Friday, then becoming cloudy later in the day, a high of 85. Mostly sunny skies on Saturday, partly cloudy in the afternoon, 77. And partly cloudy and cloudy skies on Sunday afternoon. Slight chance of a rain shower. Drops all the way down to 69 degrees. Temperatures in our area. It is 53 in Raritan, 49 in Kingwood, 52 in Frenchtown, 53 in Phillipsburg, 52 in Highbridge, 53 at the county complex, 45 in Bridgewater. Good morning, Hunterdon. Sun Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Don't be slow. No, 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 no.
Good morning, Hunter and Big C here, coming live from the Hunt Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. It is the Monkees, the last train to Clarksville. Opening up our first day of May. Unbelievable. And now we're starting to talk about temperatures in the 80s. Might even get...
Hello, it's Joe Peters, and we're going to get started with Real Estate Matters. It's the first of the month, so fresh off the presses. It's not even on my blog site. I've got all of what happened last month for you, and I'll be going through that with you in a few minutes. But first, we're going to go through a few paid commercials, and you just heard the weather, so hang in there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is Tony Clark, Parent Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Hey, it's Joe Peters, and I'm back, and you've just heard a little about me, so I don't need to go through that again. Today is Monday, May 1st. I have a little bit of technical difficulties with the visual, so we're just going to do an audio broadcast today. Today is the first day of a new month. And the old month just being over, we have all the results for you so that you can understand what is happening real estate-wise and then why it's happening. I'm going to go through both of those with you. First things first, we have for Hunterdon County, based on the last full month's contract sales statistics show, we have about a four-month supply. That's pretty good. That's on the bottom edge of normal, almost near to where it becomes a seller's market. Normal's 4 to 6. We have properties going on under contract in an average of 64 days. Sold 264 properties last month versus 186 the month before, last month being April. And we listed another 310. That's pretty good news. If you take a look at the price points of these properties, 73% of all of the properties that we sold were under $500,000. Another 20% were above $500,000. And of that, not of that, but of the total, 8% or 17 of the sales were above $700,000. So you can see it were predominantly three-quarters under the half-million mark. And that's typically where we're at, somewhere between 70 and 80% every month. Hunterdon County sales, we had one area that had no sales whatsoever last month. That was Stockton. And then we had several areas that only had one or two sales, Bloomberry, Califon, Lebanon, Borough. And then we had the usual hot spots. Clinton Township had 25, Raritan Township had 38, and the Reddington Township area had another 28 sales as well. So if you took those hot spots and added them together, that was about 44% of our sales for last month. Pretty typical. The average new listing coming on the market listed at 499, just slightly under half a million, but the average sales for those going under contract listed at 410, which is probably better than 20%, 18% less. So you might ask, how are we listing them at one price and selling them at another? Well, the ones that, remember I said up front that it's taken an average of 64 days to sell our property? Well, based on that, the ones that just got listed aren't going to sell for another 64 days. And by then, some of them will have a markdown and some of them will sell for more money. But what's on the market from 64 days back has just sold for an average of $410,000. If we take a look at this and we break it down by price point, you're going to find that we do have a lot of condos and townhouses. All the listings we have 824 listings. 120 of them are condos. 15 are over 55s. And everything else is free market based anywhere from a little bit under 200,000 all the way up to, we've got 11 houses over $1 million just listed last month and a total of 67. So of the 824 houses that we've got on the market as of this morning, we've got a nice breakdown. It's pretty smooth. You come through up until about the 500 to 600 mark. We're 2 and 3 and 4 month supply. That's good news. That's average. You get above 500,000, we go up to 6 month supply. That's getting near to being pressure on prices. And when you get over 900, we go up to 8 month supply. And then when you get over $1 million, we've actually sold one house over $1 million. As I said, we had 67 on the market. So we have a 67 month supply. But overall, average for the county, we have a 4 month supply. Now, let's run through the numbers again. 824 houses for sale, 310 new, 207 went under contract. Those are the numbers. And it's also broken down on my newsletter by town. And I want to go through that a little bit. We have several towns that are doing really, really well. I mentioned a few, Clinton Township, Reddington, Raritan. There are hot spots. But you take a look at Alexandria. 4 month supply for that area, it's pretty good. Another one that's usually a little on the slow is Highland. We've got 2 months, Holland. We have 2 months supply, 17 for sale, and we sold 7. We don't have any towns that are in the double digits on month supplies. We have one town, Stockton, as I said earlier, didn't sell anything. But most of our towns are anywhere from the low point of 2 months supply to the high point of 8 months supply, averaging out to a 4 month supply. Pretty good news. It's a very active market. We are starved, as I've mentioned earlier. We're going to go for a little bit more of it today for inventory, especially in the under 500 market. And as a result of it, to sell more than we sold the month before is a pretty good accomplishment. The answer to why that's happening is we're listing more. It's that time of the year, and they're selling immediately. It's also that time of the year. I have buyers out every day looking at properties. So if you're thinking about selling this year, it could be a better time to get your property on the market. You can actually get all of this information that I'm sharing with you on my site, jpeters.com, jpeters.com. And if you'd like to discuss any of it one-on-one with me to better understand it, and a lot of people do call me from time to time to do that, I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Usually pick up if I'm not already talking to somebody else. Now, I'm going to talk a little about Somerset County, our sister county. I do business across both. And based on the last 4 months' supply in Somerset County, we have 3 months' inventory. So when I say 3 months, what does that mean? That means we have 9 houses for sale, and we sold 3, and you divide 3 into 9, we have 3 months supply at the rate we just completed selling on. Units going under contract averaged 46 days. We were 64, so Somerset is selling a lot better, a lot quicker. 423 properties went under contract versus 413 the month before, almost the same number. And newly listed properties totaled 635. Now, 51% of their sales are under 500,000. If you recall, I said in the Hunterdon area, we had, and I'm just going to get the number rather than try and remember it, 73%. So Somerset County gets a little more because it's a little closer to New York. I would say the average of 18 to 20% would be a good number to use. Same size house, probably about half the land. 51% of their properties sold under $500,000, 37% between 500 and 1 million, and 12%, or 23 in total, sold over $1 million, the exact same number as the month before. In Hunterdon County, we sold 1 house over $1 million. In Somerset County, we sold 23 over $1 million. Big difference in market. In Hunterdon County, we were talking about the house sales over $1 million being roughly, I'm looking for the actual statistic as I talk, which is sort of dangerous. I don't have it over $1 million. I know I have it for over 700,000, and 8% was over 700,000. When you look at Somerset County, we actually had quite a few over $1 million, 23. We had about 5% over $1 million. So that's how the two counties contrast. Let me give you some of the other statistics for Somerset County, and then we're going to get into what's driving this market. Somerset County has the hot spots of Bernards, Bridgewater, Franklin, Hillsborough, and Montgomery. Those five areas in Somerset County, which just about touched the four hot areas in Hunterdon County, because it's a sweet spot for both counties. It just spans the counties. Those five hot spots generated 62% of the sales in Somerset County. Average new listing coming on there was 662. The average new listing coming on in Hunterdon County, I'm going back to that number for you, was 499. So figure 500 versus 660. I said 20. It's almost 30% difference this month, and it varies by month to month. The average price sold at or going under contract was 499, and our average price of going under contract was 410. So that's roughly the 20% that I was talking about earlier. Somerset County sells real estate faster than Hunterdon County, and as a result, they get more money for it. And I will tell you, there are some really, really hot spots. Bridgewater, very, very much in demand today. If you get over into Warren Watchung, it's a higher end area. Their average sale price over there is probably nearer to $1 million. It's not as hot, but it's continuous. It just goes and goes and goes. Those are the first two places you hit on 78 as you come into Somerset County. Now, let me just run through some of these numbers. They have an average of 3 months supply all the way through 700,000. When you get in the 7-8s, it jumps up to 5. The 8s are about 4 months supply. The 9s are about 6. And then in a million, it takes a little longer to sell a house of that size, with about an 11-month supply. But they have an average of 3 months supply above. Or they have 1,475 listings across all of their towns, where we in Hunterdon County had 824, and they sold 423 and listed a number 635. Average sale price, 491, and that's about 26% off the 662 average list price. That's what's happening. They've got one town, Far Hills. We sell about one or two houses a month in Far Hills. There's only 16 listed. That is in the double digits, and Far Hills has 16 listings and one house sold, so 16 months supply. All their other towns are performing really nicely. So now we ask ourselves, why is this happening? Why are we seeing what we're seeing? And this gets updated monthly. People ask me where I get the information in order to do these updates. I really subscribe to two services, and I do a lot of reading. I take those two services and I do a synopsis, one's on a national basis and one's on a state basis, and that's where this information comes from. I use statistics from the two services and I blend in what I'm seeing with my own eyes. So let's talk about our home sales in New Jersey. Home purchase demand in the first 2 months, 2018, in New Jersey reached a record representing a 2% increase over the prior year. In March, they actually went down by 6%, and that primarily was because we don't have enough houses to sell in the very popular price points. I think we will straighten that out as we get more listings. The effect of the Tax and Jobs Act is still being digested and may slow things down while this takes place. But I think everybody's got their taxes done at this point in time, and I think most people realize that they're going to have a better time in 2018 than they did in 2017. There's more money in their pocket, and they actually believe going forward that the tax bill is benefiting them in most cases. If you get above the earnings level of $400,000 as a single person or $750,000 as a couple filing jointly, you will get affected by the tax. It will have a negative effect on you. And if your house is above $1 million or $1.5 million in those two situations, I would say that's probably 1% of our population in the two counties that I'm representing, Hunterdon and Somerset. So it's not a really big issue, but it is to those who is getting affected by it. So, you know, it's like it's an issue when the money comes out of your pocket versus going into it. But I would say in the high 90s, people are getting more money by paying less taxes this year, and the tax break is really working for them. The small percentage that are the elite earning-wise are paying more money in taxes, and it may sort of drive their decisions house-wise going forward. Activity concentrates in the under 400 market in Hunterdon and under 500 in Somerset. And in March, due to lack of inventory, it actually pulled back a little, as I just said. Where the millennial buyers transitioned into ownership during the same period, all housing sales showed an increase across all price points, showing confidence in the new administration's plans on taxes and deregulation. There also has been an improvement in the very high-end towns where rail service to New York is available. We don't have any of those in Hunterdon, but we have a lot of them in Somerset. I would say if you're in a town without high-speed rail to New York versus in a town that does have it, the town that does have it can expect to get 20% more on their price. Going to get to why in a second. The number of homes being offered for sale in New Jersey has remained low and has recently decreased. The supply decreased by 4,500 homes compared to a year ago. Currently, we have 36,000 fewer homes on the market as compared to 2011 peak. That's a concern. And if you take a look at that by numbers, it's like a 50% drop. Current unsold inventory in New Jersey varies widely by county, and we have the low end at about 2.5%. You can see Somerset is free, we're at 4 and Hunterdon, up to about an 8-month supply. But it averages, for the state of New Jersey, somewhere in the 2.5 to 8 months supply, depending on where you're located. We do have an acute shortage of homes, both in Hunterdon and Somerset County, in our most popular price points. Hunterdon and Somerset County has 10 and 4% less inventory, that respectively, than a year ago. So Hunterdon County has 10% less inventory. Somerset County has 4% less inventory. And those counties have about 24 and 19% less inventory than 2 years ago, respectively. So it's not like it's dropping somewhere else. It's dropping here. And the fear of increasing interest rates based on future increases in the Fed's slightly loosening of the lending standards are driving current market activity. So let's talk about interest rates. The economy is strengthening, and interest rates at the end of March rose slightly to just over 4.5% for a 30-year conventional mortgage, highest since 2014. 15-year conventional is just under 4%, and 5-year ARMs are somewhere around 3.75%. Consumer fears of steadily rising rates slowing rising home prices impact the current market. The Fed already instituted initial increases in rates and are talking about additional ones yet. Industry analysts forecast nearly 5% interest rates by the end of 2018 and 5.5% at the end of 2019. And if the rate just increases from 4% to 5%, you're going to lose about 9% of your buying power. So if you could afford a $500,000 house at 4%, you could only afford a $455,000 house at 5%. And, in effect, if the house price went up another 5%, you really can only afford about a 4.25%. So people have lost close to 15% of their buying power in the last 6 months or so. Combine this with the fact that the national job front still hanging in there. The new numbers come out this Friday. Today's being the first, so it'll be the fourth will be the new numbers. We are still sitting at a 4.1%, the lowest it's been in over 18 years. This trend is expected to continue and get down into the high threes. On a national level, U.S. added 605,000 jobs in January through March and is trending towards 2.5 million jobs by the end of the year versus 2.1 million last year. And the GDP has grown by 41% over the past four quarters. Consumer confidence is the highest it's been since 2004. Great news for the housing industry. Then if we take a look at the New Jersey job front, the rate, which was about 5.1 2 months ago, is still holding at 4.6, bolstering consumer confidence in New Jersey as well. And 33,500 jobs were added in New Jersey in the first quarter. And it was a significant improvement over 2017. And if it continues, we could add nearly 150,000 jobs by year end. From whoever's lips this is to God's ears. We only added roughly 30,000 and change jobs last year. Maybe it was 40. So to get to 150 is like quadrupling it. And what we're hearing is these jobs are good paying jobs. So they're not menial jobs like starter at Burger King. I'm not picking on Burger King, but in the food industry or in the grocery industry, these are jobs that will eventually lead to people being able to buy a house. Rental trends. Rental trends are continually a pain in the neck because we're still sitting in Hunterdon County at the highest level of millennials living at home, over 50% still living with mom and dad. And when they get out of the rec room and go to look for a house because they now have some job and credit and saved a little bit of money, they're finding there are no rentals available. The good ones go the day they come on. We're sitting with about 3.5% vacancy rate. It's usually about double. And in most cases, those first-time renters could be first-time buyers if they have the three things I mentioned, a job, some credit, and a little bit of money. They could buy a house cheaper than they can rent the same house for. I can show them. If you've got one that would like to see that, give me a call, 908-238-0118. Rental prices in New Jersey rose 5% last year, averaging $1,500 per unit. Current vacancy rates in central New Jersey rose 3.6%, with the national at 4.5%. That's good news. We've got some more rentals. We were at 2.5 a month ago, but the national rate has held at 4.5%. And the drop in New Jersey's homeownership continues to a rental demand. A 12-plus year trending downward of homeownership, and that was through the financial crisis that we went through, our homeownership dropped from 71 to 64%. This decrease compared to an 8% national increase, to the slower recovery of home prices in the state and adds 200,000 additional renters to our state. Households with no children stand at 65% reflected in our school population. So what are we saying here? We're saying that for a lot of reasons, people have decided to rent and not buy. And we're going to get into that a little deeper. But as a result, the rentals that are available are far and few between, and the prices on them continuously go up. Our foreclosure rate, which used to be the highest in the nation, is now the second highest to Florida. We rank number two at 3.4%, and the nation is 1.7%. So we're twice the national average. We had in 2017 70,000. We had the year before 76,000. And we're looking at going down to 66,000, about another 6% decrease in 2018. So we're coming out of the foreclosure crisis, but very, very slowly. And what I'm saying, these are filings. These are ones that are just coming onto the market, either as a filing, foreclosure filing happens when you miss your third payment. It's called a Liz Pendant. Liz Pendant is a libel suit pending in Latin. Says we're going to start the foreclosure process. Now, a person may continue to pay their payments 3 months behind, try to catch up. But typically, if you get to that status, there's a good 90% chance you're going under, either through a short sale or a bank repossession. Tax Cut Act and effect. This is interesting because I think it's going to start to affect us where we didn't expect it to affect us. State and local taxes said you now can only deduct $10,000. They call it SALT, too. $10,000 going forward, where you could deduct everything. So if you had $25,000 worth of deductions and are now limited to $10,000, whatever your tax bracket, maybe 30% of that $15,000 is no longer in your pocket. You could be losing $4,500 on the $15,000 or more, depending on what taxes you're paying. It's offset by the fact that all the tax scales slid down. Where you used to pay 34%, you may be paying 21%. And it may even out, depending on where you're at. It may not, because the people in the stratosphere, earning-wise, are not going to get the advantage. The mortgage and interest deductions, which used to be $1 million, is now limited to $750,000. And the only people getting hurt there are the people that are financing this year. If you had $1 million last year, you still got $1 million that's tax deductible. If you finance $1 million this year, only $750,000 are tax deductible. So with 20% down, that's like a $930,000 home purchase. And up to about $1,250,000 with 20% down would be the million. So the people purchasing between $900,000 and $1,250,000 are the people that are going to see this difference. Once again, that's a small portion of the home buyers in New Jersey. And then The other area that's affected is the home equity line of credit. We've all seen those. Most banks offer a teaser rate to get you into them. But in the past, you could, let's say you owned a home that was worth $500,000 and you only owed $300 on it. You could go down to the bank and get probably up to 80% of the equity that's available in a home loan, and at a really attractive rate, which went up after the first 6 months or a year. The interest deduction on that loan went away as of the first of the year. So you're not grandfathered. The only way you could still collect interest or deduct interest on that home equity line of credit is if you used it to improve the house that the interest, the home equity line of credit is leaned against. If you used it to buy a car or to pay off the summer home or to pay for your kids' education, it's not tax deductible. And a lot of people really need tax advice here, because it may be to your advantage to say, oh, look, I've got a primary residence that's paid off, but my secondary's got a loan. I can't collect the loan. Well, maybe it's worth borrowing that amount of money against your primary, which is tax deductible, and paying off the sec. There's a lot of strategies there that need to be thought out with both your financial and tax advisors. Although it's too early to tell how these areas will impact New Jersey values, they're sure, real estate values in New Jersey, they're sure to have some impact. New Jersey is one of the highest tax states in the union, and our home values also are some of the highest. How this affects each one of us on an individual basis will be understood, and there's some trade-offs as to higher deductions and overall lower income brackets. Obviously, the higher income luxury market is probably most at risk, although the prices and activity seem to be going up, but that's based year over year. But how it affects the overall incentive to own a home is still unfolding. There were several proposals of the new tax code, and most consumers are not up to date on which one is in place. But I think now that taxes are paid, that's behind us. In a nutshell, it's probably too early to tell, but I think most people, except for the people at the very, very high end, the upper 1 or 2% of New Jerseyans, most are going to get more money back in a tax deduction and not lose it. But the higher income, the higher net value people are going to lose some of it. But let me tell you what is happening that I don't think was foreseen. We doubled the standard deduction, and the standard deduction went from $12,000 to $24,000, wipes out interest on small loans. The average house price in New Jersey is somewhere between $300,000 and $350,000. If you took the interest on a $300,000 mortgage, it probably is not above what the standard deduction is, which you're going to get anyway. So a lot of people buying their first house look at the interest deduction as a savings, and they can actually get whatever they're going to pay in taxes and interest taken out of their check, so that they can help make a larger mortgage payment than what they may have been paying in rent up until that point in time. That incentive is now gone, and I think, from where I sit, that we're going to see a certain amount of pullback from people who might be buying the first time to say there's no tax advantage anymore. We haven't seen it yet. The first-time market is on fire, first-time buyer market. That 150, 200 to 400 in Somerset County, 500 market, we can't get them on the market fast enough. They're selling. And I did hear another interesting statistic and say that the affordability index, which drives a lot of this, says that even if interest continues to go up, they're still affordable. We wouldn't, even if we went from 4% to 8%, we'd only lose 5 or 10% of the home buying business. So we have a strong economy, we have strong consumer confidence, we have a strong affordability index, and all of those three added together are driving us into an ever stronger market. Once again, my name's Joe Peters. If you'd like to talk to me about any of these things, you can give me a call at 908-238-0118. And you can go to my site and get a copy of this newsletter or subscribe to it on a monthly basis. It'll just come into your email. And that's at jpeters.com. And just go to Market Updates, and there's a place there where you can order the newsletter. My background and focus is residential real estate across both Hunterdon and Somerset counties. I'm very active in both counties, chambers of commerce. I've graduated from the Hunterdon Leadership Program, and I'm currently going through the Somerset County Leadership Program. I'm also involved in the Warren Chamber of Commerce, the Basking Ridge Chamber of Commerce, and several others along the way. So let's recap. Economic conditions, 2017, seventh straight year, 2 million plus job gains. We're looking at this year could be 2.5 million. Wow. Although the improving 2018 situation has been declining for the past 2 years, although improving in 2018, the job situation has been declining in the last 2 years in New Jersey. That's what I missed. A percentage of unemployment in New Jersey is almost 20% above the national average. And that's, they're at 4.1, we're at 4.6. It's still concerning. We trail the nation, but we're moving in the right direction. The best paying jobs are near or in New York City. Interest rates have already risen a half a point, and they're going to go another half by the end of the year, taking about 10% away from buying power. Add another 3 to 5% in pricing going up, and you're looking at maybe losing 15% of your buying power over this time last year. Baby boomers have chose to stay put. Now, baby boomers don't mean they're babies today. They means they are somewhere in their 40s to 60s, and they typically buy one more house, and they're not doing it because that one more house doesn't look like the good investment that it once looked like. It doesn't look like a good tax shelter the way it once looked. So they're staying put. And as a result, they're in the way of millennials who are now buying their first house. And then the people that sell the millennials their first house have to buy a second house and are in their way as well. Foreclosures are in the decline, and it's helping to offset the fewer listing situation. Also, there's a confidence that the new Tax and Jobs Act, and it is Tax and Jobs, will further stimulate the economy with more jobs. New tax rules appear to only affect the higher-ups. Changes in lifestyle. Average age at marriage is now in the late 30s, up 7 years from a decade ago. Families are usually having only one, maybe two children versus three, four, five. 65% of all the houses in New Jersey only have adults. One adult, I'm sorry. 65% of all the houses in New Jersey don't have children of school age, and 50% of all of those houses only have one adult. Demand for larger houses has diminished, and as a result of the job situation, buyers are gravitating to areas within 15 miles of New York City of good mass transportation systems. That leaves out Hunterdon County. Where they used to go to Route 31 plus a mile or two, they're going to Route 287 plus a mile or so. So we're missing because the tide has rescinded to the east some of the newer buyers that are coming out here. The other thing that it's interesting, I just read this last month, that's affecting us. We've always lost, well, for the last 2 or 3 years, we've been losing about 1.5% of our population. Attrition, marriage, divorce, job transfer, there's a whole bunch of reasons. But we always had some people moving in to take their place. About 3 years ago, that seemed to have stopped. But more importantly, last year, we had for the first year on written record more deaths than births in Hunterdon County. That sort of points in the direction that this number of 1.5% could be a lot bigger as we go forward. Time will tell. What will reverse this situation? It's too early to tell. It's still going in the wrong direction. But I do think there are things maybe 10 years out that will bring it back, like technology and driverless automobiles, buses, things like that. But right now, it's going in the wrong direction. Not alarmingly, but it's affecting our higher price inventory. And I got to tell you, we could, in effect, sell all the houses we had if we had more lower and entry-level inventory. So demand for larger houses, people wanted closer to New York. 80% of all the people still perceive home ownership as part of the American dream. It's just what they want to buy or rent that has changed. So their picture of the ideal home has changed. Not that they should own it. Builders have been thinking four-bedroom center hall colonials on one-plus acre in the country. Buyers are thinking luxury high-rises close to mass transportation and work. The millennials closer to New York. The retirees closer to Pennsylvania. And they don't need the mass transportation. It's only the millennials that need that. Market conditions. Consumer confidence remains extremely high nationwide based on job and stock market increases. This confidence is reflected in buyer traffic being up at open houses. Although we're having less listings, so we're having less open houses, never a whole problem, but millennials make up today probably 24% of our current home ownership and probably 40% of the buyers looking for houses. Central New Jersey's trend for 2016 and 2017 showed a surge in home sales, but prices only clustered in the under 500 market, the 500,000. The over 600K market holds steady to diminishing slightly depending on its location and price, and the higher up you get, the more trouble you get into. We have a lot of houses that are not sought after in the eights, the nines, the millions in Hunterdon County. You get into Somerset County, you get to about $1.2 million before that starts happening. But the higher end, people aren't earning what they had, used to earn. They're not having as many children as they used to have. They don't need the size house they used to have. Minimal new construction and lack of inventory is an issue. We have some effect from affordable housing requirements needing to be met. Analyst five-year forecast indicates steady price growth with an annual growth rate of 3 to 4% in New Jersey. Acute shortage at the low end, and we're sitting on, and this figure needs to be updated, better than 20% less inventory than 2 years ago and 10 to 12% less than just a year ago. And we're sitting at half the inventory we had 7 years ago. Last year, 2017, prices averaged just over 3.5%, depending on your price point. That's rise in prices. And 2018 promises to be almost as strong with factoring in any tax impact. Mortgage delinquency is normalizing. We're getting back to normal in New Jersey. That's something we haven't been able to say in a long, long time. So we're forecasting that the economy will continue to prosper. We don't see any recession in sight. Interest rates will climb to about 5% by the year end 2018. Home prices will rise an average of another 3%+ during that same period and will depend on the price point and the location. I say that over and over and over. If you're in a higher price point, you're probably not going to see any increase. If you're further west, you're not going to see any increases at any price point. But if you're in the popular areas, Clinton Township, Raritan, Reddington, and you're under 500K, you're going to get the most benefit out of price increases, because that's where people want to live. Supply is going to remain tight in residential real estate. Many new jobs will result from the Tax and Job Act. Some decrease in home ownership could result from rising the standard deduction. I mentioned that a little earlier. Some high-end fallout will result in residential real estate because of the SALT and mortgage interest tax deductions changing. The commercial real estate market will flourish, and we're seeing that already. Midterm elections, total wild card. We don't know which way it's going to go, so there's no way of telling what the effect will be. But the one thing that's interesting, and I talk about this every month, people have been reluctant to sell their house and move up. They were reluctant in 2005 through 2012 because the economy was in the crapper. Now they're reluctant because they're not seeing the tax haven or equity increases in the housing market that they once saw. So they're staying put. That's what I'm saying. The baby boomers aren't buying that last house. And a lot of times it happened as the kids were in high school or maybe just graduated high school. Mom and dad went about the luxury house that they always wanted. They're not doing it. And while they're staying in their house, this is the important part. The equity in their house is building up at lightning speed, because once you get past the 10-year mark on a 30-year mortgage, you're probably accumulating more equity than you even know. We're sitting at 77% of all the houses in New Jersey right now with 20% or more equity. That means they can be sold and 27% could be put down on another house, and they could either transfer up, sideways, downways, wherever which way they wanted to go. But equity is building up, and I think what we're going to see is some of that equity be used to start businesses, buy a summer home. Maybe not move out of the house you're in, but you could refinance the house you're in, take the equity out, and buy a summer home. And the summer home market, it's a market that you can't claim it as an interest deduction anymore, but it's also a market that people are starting to say, wow, why do we need a bigger house here? Why don't we keep this one and buy a place down the shore or in the mountains? And then the other thing we're seeing is small business startups, where people take the equity out of their primary residence and start that small business that they always wanted. Sort of another American dream. One is to own a home and one is to be your own boss. If you could do both, you're in pretty good shape. You're at least fulfilling what you feel is the American dream. I know I talked with John Higgins about 3 or 4 weeks ago about what's happening in the industrial areas along 78 and 22, and he told me the industrial parks are filling up. We're seeing an insurge of industrial rentals and purchases of property. Nothing new going up for the most part. Just we're starting to rent out some of that 40% vacant industrial property that we used to have, but not in the industrial parks itself along the 78-22 corridor. The good news is that as we fill out those industrial sites, it's going to bring people in that need jobs. And if we take a look at what we've done over the past 10, 15, 20 years, both from a residential real estate viewpoint and from an industrial viewpoint, many of the facilities we have, take the Merck plant, for example, built in the mid-80s, 1 million-plus square foot, a beautiful campus. We're thinking Unicom Global's coming in, but it hasn't been inked yet. I really certainly hope it does happen, because it'll bring a lot of jobs in and people that would want to live in the area. But we're also thinking that the property, building-wise, is obsolete. And as a result, for today's technology, it doesn't fit the purpose for most people. If you take that same thought and you look at the houses and you look at Center Hall Colonials, and I don't see as many going up in Hunterdon County, but as I said earlier, my business spans Hunterdon and Somerset. If you go into the Warren area, you'll see Center Hall Colonials going up on every vacant lot. I mean, I would imagine these are all 1 million plus properties, and the people between 45 and 55 are the most likely to be buying them. They're in their prime of their earning years. The children are just going into high school or starting to look at college. I see the new properties getting bought up and causing the properties that have been sitting around for a while, either just coming on the market or maybe being on the market, taking longer to sell, because they too are obsolete. Just like the Merck facility, which is considered obsolete by today's technology standards. We're looking at a demographic that is changing. We're looking at millennials wanting to be closer to New York for a cosmopolitan lifestyle and job purposes. And we're looking at them probably wanting to rent more than own. And we're looking at seniors thinking the same way. So I'm going to sell the big mega mansion and maybe move to one of the 55-plus communities. And we don't have a lot of them. Or even go into Pennsylvania and start renting. But they're also thinking multi-floor luxury rentals. Rentals are coming into vogue at the high end because lifestyle is changing. Yet we're still building Center Hall Colonials. So what will the Center Hall Colonial build out to? It'll take away from the high-end market in the areas where they're being built at, because nobody's going to want a used house when they can have a new house for probably less money or just a little bit more. But get the total efficiencies, including heating and air conditioning and everything that goes with owning a new house. So in a nutshell, that's what's happening with real estate in New Jersey, and specifically in Hunterdon and Somerset County. Let me just see if there's anything else new in my notes. Inventory is down as a percentage year over year, we talked about, but the buyer traffic is up and the demand goes with it. Supply versus demand drives the prices up. So there's not enough supply and there's more demand. Moving more towards a balanced market than where we were, but 26% of our existing inventory sold each month last year and so far in this year. So that's a four-month supply, and that's a pretty good place to be. The forecast is our price improvements this year will be somewhere between 3% and 5%. As I said, 76% of our houses have better than 20% equity. That's an interesting, it's like a nest egg that I think a lot of people don't know they have yet. Luxury market growth has slowed, but it's a buyer's market. And affordability is in check, even with interests going up. And it could go up twice what it's gone up, to 8%, and houses will still be affordable. 47 of the 50 states are more affluent today than they were in the 1990s. Sellers are still leaving New Jersey. We're losing two for every one we bring in. Buyer demands remain strong and lots of mortgage money available. Sometimes we have all that demand and nothing available. This has been Joe Peters. I'm going to play my commercial one more time, and I'll be back next week to talk to you about another subject on Real Estate Matters. Thank you for tuning in, and this will tell you how to get in touch with me. I do hope to hear from you.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump met with crew and passengers of a Southwest Airlines flight that was forced into an emergency landing in Philadelphia after an engine exploded, damaging the fuselage and critically injuring one passenger who was partially sucked out of the window due to broken shrapnel. President Trump talks about the heroism of the people on board that plane.
The actions of the crew and passengers of Southwest Flight 1380 show the great character of our nation. We're very, very proud of them, and God bless you all. And thank you very much for being at the White House. It is really an honor to meet you all. Thank you,
Mr. President.
The Hill website said today it would be pulling out of future White House correspondence dinners without major reforms to the event following the controversy that erupted over comedian Michelle Wolf's performance at this year's event on Saturday. So far, the Hill's chairman, who penned the letter, has not received a response from the White House Correspondents Association. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A medical official at the Salt Lake City VA hospital apologized for the dirty room where a patient was treated. Now, Christopher Wilson went for his appointment as usual, and when he walked into his room, there was trash overflowing and plaster all over the place in the room, including in the sink and on the counter. Well, Wilson snapped a picture, and the photos went viral. Wilson joined Fox and Friends to share why he initially shared the photo.
I just posted them on Facebook at first, and my dad saw.